Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this week's Friday English Khutbah. And the topic is, and don't backbite one another. All praises due to Allah who created mankind and commanded them to guard their tongues. We bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. And we bear witness that our Prophet Muhammad is his servant and messenger to all of humanity. May Allah's peace, blessings, and grace be upon him, his family, his companions, and those who follow them. To proceed, I advise you, O servants of Allah, and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. Allah, exalted is He, says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَنْتُمْ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ And fear Allah, in whom you believe. O believers, our khutbah today is about a disgraceful trait, a grave sin, one that corrupts hearts, sows resentment in the chests, and extinguishes the light of love between people. It is backbiting. Al-ghiba, a dangerous social disease that has spread among people in their gathering and across their means of communication. Hardly anyone is safe from it, and few tongues remain pure from its stain. Yes, it is backbiting, one of the major sins and among the most shameful of faults. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu said, No one has ever taken a worse bite than speaking ill of a fellow believer. And how could it not be so? For it is a blatant violation of one of the most sacred possessions a person holds, their dignity, reputation, and honor. Indeed, backbiting is a destructive affliction that opens the door to a chain of devastating evils. It leads to slander and tale-bearing. It paves the way for hatred and enmity. And it becomes the source of false rumors and lies. So, what is backbiting? Backbiting, as defined by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ Mentioning about your brother something he dislikes. He was asked, What if what I say about my brother is true? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, إِنْ كَانَ فِيهِ مَا تَقُولُ فَقَدْ اغْتَبْتَهُ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهِ فَقَدْ بَهَتَّهُ If what you say about him is true, then you have backbitten him. And if it is not true, then you have slandered him. That is to say, if it is false, you have accused him with lies. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ So fear Allah, O you of sound minds. You are far nobler than to fall into that which your Lord warned you against when he said, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ And don't backbite one another. Would one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would surely detest it. We seek refuge in Allah. How ugly this act is, and how repulsive this crime, that a person would devour the flesh of his own brother by backbiting him and speaking ill of him behind his back. O servants of Allah, how grave is the danger of backbiting on individuals, families, and entire communities. How many homes have been ruined, and how many families have been torn apart. Because of a single word a husband said about his wife in her absence, or because of a wife backbiting her husband in front of her family. How many ties of kinship have been severed, and how many relationships broken due to backbiting among settlings and relatives. How many workplaces have collapsed, their foundations shaken and bones destroyed because of hurtful words whispered in private gathering by employees about their colleagues or supervisors until backbiting becomes a preferred pastime, a deeply rooted habit, and a destructive bleed. Then hostility replaces cooperation, the spirit of teamwork crumbles, and the work environment falls into disarray. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to one of his wives, when she merely gestured about another woman's short stature, he said, لقد قلت كلمة لو مزجت بماء البحر لمزجتها. You have said a word which, if it were mixed with the water of the sea, it would taint it. O Allah, purify our tongues from backbiting and our hearts from rancor. O Allah, send your peace, blessings, and grace upon our Master Muhammad and upon his family, his companions, and those who follow his guidance until the day of judgment. O Allah, be pleased with Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, and with all the noble companions. O Allah, make us among those who truly believe in you, who worship you sincerely, who turn to you in repentance, who avoid backbiting, and who are dutiful and kind to our parents. Have mercy on them as they raised us when we were small, O most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, continue to bless the United Arab Emirates with stability, progress, and prosperity. Grant us lasting well-being. Bless our provisions, our spouses, and our children. O Allah, have mercy on the Muslim men and women, the believing men and women, those who are alive and those who have passed away. O Allah, send us rain and don't make us among the despairing. O Allah, send us rain. O Allah, send us rain. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. O servants of Allah, remember Allah, the most great and glorious, and he will remember you. Give thanks to him for his blessings, and he will increase you. I say this, and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving, the most merciful. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.